My name is Danae Gutierrez. I live in Northwest Dallas, and I have a six-year-old son at Siguero Elementary. The superintendent should be reaching out to the parents in the community and be a little bit more tangible. Perhaps visit a play at the school, go to a PTA meeting. You need to get to know the schools and the communities and realize that all the communities are completely different from one another.
My name is Amy Dessler, and I am a parent of three children that are in Stonewall Jackson Elementary. Superintendent Miles made some very positive changes in the last 3 years, and I would not abandon those. I would look at them very hard and see what programs or policies that he's instituted that are starting to make a difference, because I think we run the risk of a really disjointed approach by having someone come in and throw out everything that, you know, just got implemented.
My name is Sylvia Lagos, and I'm the president of the Sunset High School PTSA. I think the superintendent needs to know himself pretty well. He needs to have some emotional intelligence, not just brains. He really needs to have that sixth sense, you know, on how to deal with people. Being a good communicator is very, very important. Learn a little bit about the politics. Be able to stand your ground if you have to. And learn the history of DISD. So hopefully he won't make the same mistakes.
My name is Monica Lindsay. I live in South Dallas. I have a daughter who is a DISD teacher. I think that a superintendent should be open to the community schools model. The whole community, the superintendent, the principal, of course, and the parents all have buy-in to the implementation of policies and procedures at the school. Really, when we think of community schools, it's not just provide services and it's not just sharing services. It's actually having a seat at the table and making a plan of what will work better for our kids.